This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Live, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In studio tonight, it's Daryl,
Chris,
and Conan.
And we've been talking about free societies and secession, and whether or not I can secede from your free society that seceded from somebody else's not-so-free society,
And how big of a group do you need to succeed?
Yeah, wouldn't that be something? So you join this free society,
and then
you buy a piece of land, you all move out there, all thousand of you or whatever, and you put a flag in the ground and say, this is my spot, and I want to secede from the rest
what
of
if
you.
Everybody,
right now, first
what if,
day.
What if everybody's property was, like, everybody had their own property, and it was their king of the, you know, the king of the castle concept?
Right. So, like, the
we were all
7
independent
billion
countries.
State project. Yeah, the 7 billion state solution to where every human on the planet is their own autonomous nation.
That would be neat.
That would be rough. That would be a rough couple of years. Trying to figure out how to get from point A to point B, so you got to go through 20 different properties to get to the...
Flying cars.
All right, well,
who owns the
property line to get
right,
in?
So
where's the country
who
line
owns
to get
the,
in?
The
air?
Because there are some people that they wind up saying that when the International Space Station floats over their house and they can see it using the track the ISS app on their smartphone, like, that flew over my house, so U.S. government, you now owe me money because you violated my airspace because airspace continues indefinitely.
If you can't physically claim that property, you can't be there claiming it, then you can't have it. So if you can't put a fence around it,
Hurricane Irma knocked over one side of the fence when you were completing the other side of the fence, and then the code enforcer comes over and he's fined you, but you don't see the fine because you're building the fence 40 miles up into the sky.
Yeah, very difficult process. I'm going to say it can't be done, at least with today's technology. So no, you can't claim it. Sorry.
Your calls and thoughts welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Let's go to Skype, where we've got Stefan calling in from Ohio. Stefan, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
That would be the state of Ohio, brother Daryl. Anyway, first let me make a comment on secession. I do think you should have the right to secede, but I ultimately believe that communities will come together and there will be a group of people
that
divvy up property, you know, together. Like Keene, for example, even without a federal body, I'm sure you guys in your community would be able to come together and be able to divvy up property on your own. Because I don't think individuals by themselves would be able to, you know, decide who owns what property. There has to be some agreement, or else people will just go around with their armies and take people's property.
Right, and, you know, there's also several thousand years of common law that, you know, unfortunately most people have kind of forgotten about in lieu of, well, state statute fill in the blank number colon this says blah, 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 so therefore I don't know how to function absent that. But, yeah, you know, let's use common sense a little bit, maybe.
Yeah, I don't know if I would want that.
If my house
you wouldn't
there.
Want common sense?
No, because have you tried talking with, like, oh, I don't know, probably 90% of the population?
Well, I've never talked to that many people, but I have talked to, you know, quote-unquote regular people.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think these regular people...
They lack
they
common
have,
sense,
no,
that's
they,
the problem.
They do, but they've become dependent on these
they've
laws
never
taking
tried
care of them.
Thinking... How would they've never, you know, like, tried using the thing inside their brain,
right? Which is so that's like the big argument: who would build the roads?
So if
they don't, the same people who are building the roads right now,
Well, hold on.
It's just the question is, who pays for the roads?
Let me give an example. Yeah. I don't spend, a lot of time thinking about how computers work because it's not something that I necessarily do. It's something that you do for a living.
Right.
So if we were to talk about how computers work, then I would sound like, a dum-dum. But once you start explaining things and then I kind of understand, then we can have something along the lines of a rational conversation.
Or
I don't need to know that, this dongle connects to this widget and then something internet.
Well, it goes back to the point of what you were saying, Daryl, is people don't know how to function without laws and statutes, even though they don't realize that there would still be a form of government. It's just that individual, quote-unquote governments, communities, wouldn't have a monopoly over force or who owned what.
Right, and to some extent, based on a very strict interpretation of the word governance, this radio show is a government. And right now, I am de facto president of that government because I'm the one controlling all the buttons.
Yeah. Isn't that how the real president works?
But if I say something...
But he can't push that large red button with his tiny, tiny hand.
Mm. He's got somebody to do it for him.
If Daryl was president, there would be no red button.
I want a red button.
I think he would just... No, he would paint everything red.
No.
All buttons red, all knobs, all steering wheels, all doorknobs.
Nope.
Red. Red, because that's all he sees.
Nope.
Angry man over here.
Continue with your thoughts, Stefan.
I was going to call in about clean energy. There's definitely a hunger for it and a need for it now. A lot of people agree that the planet is warming in that we need clean energy to slow the... to slow the effects of climate change in the environment.
All right, I'm going to sort of deconstruct part of this because I think it's partly built on a fallacy. So certainly, on the one hand, yes, the planet is getting warmer on the giant macro scale of at one time there was the Ice Age, and now we're not in an ice age, so definitely warmer. But the question, there's actually two questions of how much of the ending of that ice age and us not being in an ice age is due to humans. And then the second question is there anything that government should be doing about it?
It sounds like we need to be investing in clean energy, Daryl. That's what the government should be doing, right?
I don't think government should be doing it only because I believe the people could do it themselves. Others disagree with me, but I do believe that we definitely have an effect on the warming of the planet. I mean, carbon dioxide traps heat, and when you have a lot of that in the atmosphere...
Yeah, it's not just carbon dioxide,
but
though, right?
Carbon dioxide is also plant food, so when there's more carbon dioxide, you need more trees, and when you have more trees, you actually wind up getting cooling. And how old are you, Stefan?
I am 19 years old.
So when I was a little bit younger than you, the fear was global climate change. When I was in middle school, the fear was global climate change. There were all stories about, the planet in 20 years is going to be in another ice age. And then by the time I graduated high school, it was all of a sudden global warming, and now they've just changed it to climate change because they can't tell if it's getting hotter or colder.
And before that, it was the ozone layer is depleting. It's going away. It's going to burn a hole in the glaciers. It's going to, flooding and whatnot.
Right.
You also forgot to mention overpopulation. That was huge right before.
That's still a problem.
There are still people that say overpopulation, so therefore build a fence on Mexico.
And then there's pollution. You got the plastic islands floating around. There's so many of these that we've been inundated with our whole lives, but we're still here. And you know what? Well, maybe because I'm in New Hampshire, but this is the cleanest I've ever seen it. I mean, good fresh air, good clean environment.
It's gotten better.
The roads are clean, but maybe it's just because I'm here in this pristine state.
New York City's gotten better. It used to smell. Oh my god!
But I remember like the old Native American commercial with the guy crying,
the single tear.
Yeah, standing in a trash heap.
Yeah,
I remember streets that looked like that. I don't see it anymore.
But right, and a lot of it, I think, is because of educational outreach, not necessarily government. Stefan, we'll hold you over. I think that you have something else you want to add here. But education goes a long way to where, you know, if you can convince people that making a lifestyle choice is in their best interest, they're going to wind up doing it. This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE.
Have you wanted to get into Bitcoin mining but don't want to deal with the hassle and frustration of operating the mining hardware? Let Pool.Bitcoin.com handle it for you like I did. Just visit Pool.Bitcoin.com and use their calculator to estimate what you could end up making. You get to decide which Bitcoin you want to mine. If you already have mining equipment, you're invited to join Pool.Bitcoin.com. Get all the details and get started mining Bitcoin at Pool.Bitcoin.com.
Imagine, if you will, a virtual world, a symbiotic economy with its own currency, where you can barter your services with others. Symbi.com is a marketplace of real people exchanging skills and services, from web developers, marketers, video production specialists, and teachers of all sorts, to gaming consulting or fitness coaching. Symbi.com is a vast world of people trading freely. Take my word for it, it's an adventure you can't afford to miss. Symbi.com.
Dash is digital cash. A digital currency designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy, fees are low, and transactions are confirmed instantly. Pay anyone, anywhere in the world, anytime, for just pennies on the dollar. Dash is the first digital money that's governed by its users. Join Dash and help us build a better financial system for everyone. Find out more at dash.org. That's dash.org.
If you want to promote your business, organization, website, or club, radio is a great way to reach a lot of people. And because the ads are low cost, you can reach them a lot more often. Repetition builds reputation, and ads with audio are just more convincing than print or digital. If you need local people, please contact this station. If you can sell nationally, I'd love to help. Free Talk Live is nationally syndicated on more than 170 radio stations, and we have a large and loyal podcast audience. Check out our packages at advertise.freetalklive.com. If you need something custom, contact me, mark@freetalklive.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can call in, bring up whatever is on your mind. In studio, it's Daryl.
Chris.
And Conan.
And we were just talking about Derek J's victimless crime spree. Because, well, it's a documentary about our friend Derek J, who over the course of roughly a year got arrested about half a dozen times, give or take. I forget if it was five or six, but you know, somewhere around half a dozen, was facing several years behind bars. And, well, those arrests were caught on tape. Full-length documentary was made about that, Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree. You can watch that online for free at victimlesscrimespree.com, or maybe you want to get your hands on one of the limited edition DVDs that has several hours of bonus content.
These are the director's cuts.
With director's cut. Yeah, so that's part of the several hours of bonus content that you are not going to find online for free, as far as I'm aware. Victimlesscrimespree.com. And Conan, you're actually one of the people selling those DVDs.
I am selling the unautographed editions, while Ian is selling on what, on eBay?
I think he's selling on Purse, where you can go to saveatpurse.com, pay with Bitcoin. Victimlesscrimespree.com is the website for Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree. Let's go back to Skype, where we've got Stefan calling in from the state of Ohio. Stefan, you're on Free Talk Live. Continue with your thoughts.
What I was about to say is, you guys had brought up the fact that, well, maybe some of the things that we were told to worry about, you know, eventually it was nothing.
Right.
And I personally do think that we can all agree the Earth is warming and has continued to warm over the past 100 years at a higher rate than it had in the past.
I don't
not
know.
Necessarily.
I don't know that we can all agree on that.
In the recent past. I'm talking
define
the
recent past.
Within the last 1,000 years.
So last 100 years warmed greater than the last 1,000... Possibly, but there was also that mini ice age in the Middle Ages where, you know, a lot of Europe was under a lot of snow.
Right.
So this is something to where, as they say, there's lies, damn lies, and statistics. So we could argue this back and forth and everybody shows their own chart. But you wanted to make a point about clean energy.
Yes. And I think there's a lot more arguments than just the idea of preventing the further warming of the planet. One of the arguments that I like to bring up is it's all completely free, pretty much. You are 100% certain that the sun is going to shine tomorrow. You are not 100% certain that the mine is going to be filled with coal tomorrow.
Yep. Therefore, I'm going to side with a Frenchman named Frederick Bastiat and say that because of that, there's this free source of energy and free source of light. We should ban that and require everybody to put shutters on their windows. That way we can make sure that the candle makers don't lose their jobs.
Well, it's funny because in the state of Florida, they tried to pass a bill, I'm not sure whether it passed or not, that would tax people on the solar energy that they produced. And I think government eventually will try to get their hands on solar energy. You put solar panels on your house. In some instances, you can sell the excess electricity back to the government.
Well, in some places, it's required that you sell the excess energy back to whatever power company has the monopoly.
Well, we have a cap where you can't sell that extra energy back unless they were to increase that cap, that yearly cap. So, so there's a problem here in New Hampshire where there are more solar providers, more solar panels making energy, but the energy companies aren't purchasing that excess energy. So at nighttime, you're stuck because you're having to buy from the electric company where you could have sold it to them during the day and then bought it back at night. But
the problem is government here.
Yes.
And the granting of monopoly status to some power company that probably 100 years ago, was connected to some high-level politician.
Who doesn't want to compete with guys with solar panels on their roof.
They don't want you to have anything for free, and that's the point I bring up all the time to a lot of people. I think one of the main reasons government wants to keep the oil companies in power is most of us aren't going to be able to go into our backyards and strike oil. But every single one of us can capture the wind or the sun. I'm sure we'd agree on that point.
As long as...
Some more efficiently than others, but some level of sun and some level of wind.
It would probably be a challenge for me to do so. My property doesn't quite allow for it.
Yeah, solar isn't... It is getting so much better than it would say it was even 10 years ago, but right. It's still really hard to...
I have some very, very big trees all over my property.
Well, I mean, even if you didn't have any trees, I mean, it is downcast... quite often here.
Yeah, it's true, too.
And you're just not going to get, efficient solar collection during those days.
That's why I said some places more efficiently than others.
Yeah, so we are not Arizona, for sure.
No.
Well, solar panels can pick up, they don't necessarily run off the sunlight, so to speak. They run off of the UV rays coming from the sun. So even on an overcast day, if it's moderately bright outside, you're still going to get energy. That's why I've been somewhat of a critic of wind power, because, you can't always predict whether or not the wind's going to blow. You're going to get some solar energy every day.
You know what we do have, though, is water. You have lots and lots of water.
Right, and I have never understood why there aren't underwater turbines that just use the existing current. I'm not talking about building new dams and having things go straight up. Just something that, sort of lays flat and the water rolls over and it just sort of spins something.
Probably because it eats fishes. And you get the fish lovers coming out and they're like, we can't have these dams. No, exactly. That's exactly why they don't do it.
I love fish.
A dam would be a wonderful idea.
They're very tasty.
Can we have it trap the fish and...
That would be the way to do it. Probably. So you create a dam, an energy collecting dam, and then right in front of you have a screen that's sucking up the fish, and it's going in another direction.
I'm not even talking about building a dam. I'm just put something at the bottom of the bed.
Yeah, it eats fish.
But you can have a little a mesh cover on it so that the water can come through, but the fish can't.
It gets clogged with seaweed, and then you're having to go down there every month with your underwater scuba divers. That degree actually would work out, wouldn't it?
Oh, yeah.
All the liberal artists who've got their underwater basket weaving degrees.
Yeah.
Dude, have you ever tried to weave a basket? That's not easy.
You probably need a degree for that.
Stefan, any further thoughts on this clean energy thing?
Nope, that's it. Thanks, Daryl.
Thank you for the call. Your calls and thoughts, welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Let's go to Doug calling in from New Jersey. Doug, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Hey, Free Talk. How you doing?
Doing well. What's on your mind?
Hey, my name is Doug Sattel. I have a YouTube channel.
Yes, we know about the YouTube channel, Doug, because you try to promote it every time you call in. And we're instituting a rule on you that we've instituted on other callers. If you call in about the same thing again, you're going to get a two-month ban, and we don't like banning people. Doug, thank you for the call. Your calls and thoughts welcome. 855-450-FREE.
In an emergency, you need a fire now. But what if the wood is wet? No problem for InstaFire. Our non-toxic fire starter pack, light wet wood, can even burn on water or in any weather. Sustains winds up to 30 miles per hour, and each pouch weighs only 1.75 ounces. Need an emergency stove? Get the InstaFire Inferno stove that boils water in under 3 minutes. Temps up to 1,500 degrees. Free shipping on anything. Go to InstaFire.com/radio specials and get yours today. InstaFire. Fire in an instant. InstaFire.com/radio specials.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can call them, bring up whatever is on your mind. In studio tonight, it's Daryl,
Chris,
and Conan.
And if you want to support the show indirectly, well, consider starting your shopping experience at shop.freetalklive.com. And then from there, you can click links to Amazon, places like Newegg, Walmart, and various other online retailers. And you're not going to spend any more money. You're just going to spend maybe like 2 more seconds to go to shop.freetalklive.com. And once you're there, just bookmark whatever site you want to go to. And then you don't have to waste those extra 2 seconds to go back to shop.freetalklive.com. And again, it's a way you can wind up helping us by doing something you were probably going to wind up doing anyway. Now, we're going to change gears here and go to an article that I mentioned earlier in passing. And Conan, you seemed absolutely confused that people would have very, very strong opinions about other people not having children. And you mentioned somehow when we were talking, I think, about the free society.
I'm not confused. The only time that I've ever heard this is like born-again Christians are living off-grid on a farm somewhere, and like Nazis who were, their kids are needed more for the war machine.
Well, and then let's talk about some libertarians. Hashtag not all libertarians, so don't start sending angry Twitter messages. I don't read anyway because Twitter is absolutely useless. You can't have an intelligent conversation in 140 characters. Hashtag that. But there are some libertarian. No, we've got to have libertarian babies and outbreed everybody that likes the state. And if you don't have liberty babies, then something, something.
Well, now, are there really people saying this?
No, I've heard the Wow. argument that the statists are outbreeding us. And if you really want, to win, you've got to make more libertarian babies.
I've actually heard people at libertarian festivals say, we need to outbreed the statist and have liberty babies, and I'm going to have kids that it's going to be their job to bring down the state. People will have children for a mission that, you know, like, I'm starting the mission, they're going to finish the mission. So there are people that have these very strong opinions about people that don't have children. Let's jump into the article from Vice, where there's actually been some research that was done. Study was published earlier this year. I believe it was back in March. And they say since the 1970s, the percentage of younger women remaining childless has been on the rise. That, according to Pew Research studies, in fact, a growing number of couples are choosing small dogs over small humans. But past studies have shown that men and women who choose to be kid-free are often perceived negatively by others. Leslie Ashburn Nardeau, an associate professor of psychology at Indiana University, Purdue University, Indianapolis, or IUPUI, decided to investigate why these perceptions continue to exist, even as birth rates in the United States continue to fall. Her and her team recruited 197 undergraduate psychology students to participate in the study. After being told the experiment had to do with people's sense of intuition and how accurately they can predict the future, they were given one of four versions of an anecdote about a married adult's decision to have children, with variables accounting for gender and whether they had zero or two children. Participants were then asked to rate how psychologically fulfilled they thought the subject was. In another set of questions, researchers also gleaned if and to what extent participants felt disapproval, anger, outrage, annoyance, and disgust towards the subject. So, let me basically rephrase here. I'm test subject, and I'm told to make some decisions, I guess, of how fulfilled do I think Conan is, because Conan has a child.
Right.
How happy and successful do I think Chris is, because Chris doesn't have a child? And then, do I approve? Do I disapprove? Am I angry? Am I outraged? Am I annoyed or disgusted at Chris and Conan? Not only did the participants perceive the voluntarily child-free male and female subjects to be quote-unquote, significantly less psychologically fulfilled than targets with two children, they also reported significantly greater moral outrage towards them.
All right, you know what they left out? And this was brought up in the first paragraph, whether or not the couple had a therapy dog or a therapy goat or whatever kind of therapy animal they decided they needed to fulfill their lives, because they're having less kids. But they were replacing those kids with pets.
They did not tell the people whether the individuals had pets or not. They just told them whether they had children.
And I'm thinking that, yeah, if I was asked the same question...
So you're calling bunk on this study because it wasn't done the way Conan wants the study to be done?
No, I'm saying it makes sense. So you have a couple, they don't have...
Right, so you're morally outraged at people that don't have children because they need a therapy dog.
The question is, are they more fulfilled? Are they more satisfied?
Who are you to decide if somebody else is living a fulfilling life?
It's my opinion. They're asking you, hey, guy, what's your opinion on whether these people are satisfied or not?
And my response would be...
They don't have a kid? They have a therapy goat? These people, are they satisfied or not? You're like, I think they're probably happy.
My response would be, it's not my place to make a decision.
All right, well, they wouldn't have picked on you because you didn't go to this stupid school.
They wouldn't have picked you because you didn't go to the school either. Let's continue. Again, article from Vice. An interest in having children, according to the researchers, is both a prescriptive and descriptive stereotype for both men and women. When people violate strongly held societal norms and expectations, such as those regarding parenthood and interest in children, there are potentially serious consequences. This backlash is justified in the minds of the perceiver because the targets are thought to have brought it upon themselves by not fulfilling their expected societal roles.
Yeah, I think that I'm not buying it.
Right, because it's not done the way Conan thinks the study should be done.
They left out a crucial element. Is there a piece? Is there a component that is actually making these people happy?
I'm going to agree with both of you. I think both of you have a point, actually. I think I definitely would go with it's none of my business, but on the same time, I think the way it's been worded is influencing the outcome.
We're only reading an article about a study. We're not actually reading the 300-page study.
The way
study.
It sounds, anyway, it does sound like you may lean. It's kind of it's pulling you in one direction over another, depending on how you interpret the question. So,
I don't think here's somebody that has children. Here's somebody that doesn't have children. Who's living a more fulfilled life? That's not a biased question.
We're not talking about whether you could ask the question or not. We just want your opinion. Just stab it. Stab the kid. Just stab it. Just what do you think? You think the person is happier or not?
So I don't know because I know nothing else about the person. Maybe they don't want children. If they don't want children, they're living a happier life.
If they didn't
want children and they have children, they're not going to be as happy as somebody that wanted children and had children.
Well, that should have been option D on the questionnaire. It's none of my damn business. I don't care.
But yet you're still morally outraged about people having children because they need a therapy goat or a therapy child. I mean, children are not your therapist.
But they're probably,
there are too many parents out there who treat their kids like pets, and they do fulfill them in a way like a therapy goat would.
Wow.
Yeah, there are people, you've never met these women who just have kids because they think it will fulfill their lives, it'll make them complete?
Right, but they're not fulfilled.
Well, all right, that's another conversation.
855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live. Are you morally outraged as Conan is about people that don't fit your societal norms? Or do you just not care?
From the second letter of Captain Mark. Any pirate knows that commerce is communication. Markets condense oceans of information into a single price. Innovations in communication are circumventing the scrutiny of the crown. This signals a change in the coin of the realm. The crown uses digital currency to surveil, censor, seize, and destroy wealth at will, so pirate currency must protect us from this weaponized money. We need to move funds further, faster, cheaper, and without third-party observation, basing decisions on an accelerating flow of information. So pirates require nearly instantaneous transactions with no arbitrary limits on volume or artificial influences on fees. Most importantly, a pirate currency must preclude centralization. Otherwise, it will become another link in our chain to the crown. A superior currency will result in the obsolescence of the coin of the realm and the extinction of the crown itself. Trade above the grid. Join us at piratewithoutborders.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. So unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, real estate, the possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at BuySellMakeOffer.com.
With nearly 70 years of history engineering bunkers, today, Atlas Survival Shelters is still the authority. Atlas offers 18 different choices, from commercial tornado shelters to underground nuclear fallout shelters, starting at just $99.99 with 100% financing available. Comfortable interiors and state-of-the-art air filtration systems. Atlas Survival Shelters are the most popular private survival shelters in the world. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER now or visit atlassurvivalshelters.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Possibly time for you and your thoughts if you call in now. And in studio tonight, it's Daryl,
Chris,
and Conan.
And if you have Bitcoin, you want to download the official wallet of Free Talk Live. That would be the Jax wallet, J-A-X-X. You can find it at jax.io or in the app store of your choice. You can hold Bitcoin, Ether, Dash, more currencies. I think they have Zcash functionalities, more currencies on the way. Plus, there is Shapeshift integration that allows for frictionless, easy exchange between the currencies. It was created by a Free Talk Live listener, Anthony DiOrio, who's the creator of CryptoKit and founder of Ethereum. It's easy to back up your wallet and recover your funds with Jax, and they're striving to give you command over your digital life. Coins, contracts, currencies, identity, and more. Your digital command center in the palm of your hand. Jax, the official wallet of Free Talk Live, jax.io. We were talking about people being morally outraged about others not having children. Might be able to jump back into that, but first, to the phones, we've got Rudy calling in from Arizona, listening to KQEW. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts, Rudy.
Hey, guys. I'm getting over a cold, so got to bear with my voice here. Yep. I got a couple things. How long did it take the Earth to get to 1 billion people?
A really long time.
The first billion? Yeah, a long time.
It got into our Revolutionary War. How long did it get to, the second billion?
Somewhere around World War I, I believe.
Our Civil War.
Okay.
It took forever to get to run. That's how many people were, okay? Some of them don't have kids. They don't have to have kids. There's so many kids. All right, next. You were talking about the fence around the pool. Usually in Arizona, we lose about at least 50 kids a year. They go into the pool. Someone leaves the gate. There has to be a 6-foot fence. Has to have a self-closing gate. Has to have a latch on the inside. And has to be 5 foot tall because there's all these 2 and 3 and 4 year old kids. They keep drowning every year.
Right, so
that's why the
Rudy, when we were talking about, just for clarification, because some people hearing your call might not have heard the earlier conversation.
I mean to be rude, but hold on, Rudy.
I want to clarify, because there might be people listening that are confused. When we were talking about the pool fences, we were talking about the code enforcer going around in Miami right after a hurricane hit, citing people because their fence had fallen over.
And it takes 10 seconds for a two-year-old to get away and drown in the pool. I've seen it happen for 20
years. Don't know how many people are letting their two-year-olds run around in hurricane debris, but continue with your thought.
My only argument to that was that there are so many other things that a kid could get killed on versus a open pool.
Yeah, it sounds like a responsibility issue.
You'd still have standing water out there. They could go drown out in the street.
Right, all right, right. But that's why the rules are the way they are.
Okay, I understand it.
Nobody was arguing.
Gotta make a kid proof.
Nobody was arguing against the rule, even though we might argue against the rule here. But this was right after a hurricane.
Right. Six hours after the hurricane hit is not the time for code enforcement to go around threatening people with fines.
And like I say, it takes 10 seconds for a three-year-old to run.
Yep. And again, people that are cleaning up down power lines and houses that have been knocked over, probably not letting their kids run around. They're probably keeping the kids, sheltered in place somewhere.
And it came across as, can you believe how frigging idiotic this rule or this guy in enforcing.
It's idiotic for a code enforcer right after a hurricane to go through and cite people for things having fallen over. Do you have another point you want to make or not?
Yeah, I do. You guys were talking about you don't believe in climate change.
That's not what we said.
Let me get to this. By the way, Conan, I heard you talk about, they said we had a hole in the ozone layer. We did. And you know what happened? We had these people that they got an education. They devoted their life to it. They said, there's a hole in the ozone layer. What are we going to do about it? They studied it. And you know what we did? We fixed it. We got rid of the CFCs.
Say that again. What did you guys fix?
The hole in the ozone layer.
They banned CFCs.
Oh, come on now, man. No, that didn't fix it.
And the hole in the ozone layer closed. It healed itself.
I was told when I was a kid that the hole in the ozone layer cannot heal itself. Rudy, thank you.
I was told that it's still there.
Well,
yeah, they banned all the R gases. And people... Now what do you? Now you have people who can't get rid of their refrigerators or the air conditioners that are out there stabbing their air compressors with screwdrivers.
And you can't get the really good light bulbs anymore. You've got to get the CFL thing. And government just needs to stop banning.
No, that's
stuff.
The R ban is a total scam. It's a total scam. It's probably brought on by the electric companies.
Probably. Probably. Let's jump back into the article about moral outrage.
Oh, God.
Again, from Vice, skipping back a little bit. There was the research that was done earlier this year where they had people wind up deciding whether they thought somebody was fulfilled or not based almost solely on the fact of whether they had children. And again, quote from one of the researchers, she said the fact that both men and women were stigmatized for choosing not to have kids, despite the fact that the conversation around reproductive rights and a woman's rights to choose is so polarizing. She says, quote, I was somewhat surprised by this as well, but that was probably due to my own personal experience as a woman. When I look at the past literature, the few studies that included opportunities for participants to rate men without children yielded similar findings. So it's not just women without children. People are also morally outraged about men that don't have children.
All right, so what do you think societally, why do you think this idea has arisen that we need to have kids
because
to be happy?
There are societal norms, and one of them is you're expected to grow up. Hold on. You're expected to grow up, go to college, get a job, get married, have kids, retire, and die.
But less people are having...
If you do anything else, then people are going to have very strong opinions about
people
it.
People are having less kids, so shouldn't that change the feelings of these participants? Shouldn't they have different...
One would think, and that's why she said she's surprised by the findings.
And they're college kids, too, so they're young individuals, you think that they would have a different idea of...
I would think that the reason for this is because every parent has said to their kid that you are what fulfilled me or something to that effect. And that's why
Even without college, if you want to have a good life.
Right, and even people without kids believe that this may be true.
She adds that, unfortunately, the stigmatization is unlikely to go away. She says, quote, it's something we should work to change, but it certainly won't be easy. Anytime there's an imperative, freedom of choice is taken away. People are led to believe this is how things are supposed to be. But that's how many social stereotypes operate, and their prescriptive nature makes them very difficult to change. She adds, my findings did not differ from those of similar studies conducted in the 70s, the 80s, and the 90s. She says, what I added was the moral outrage explanation. So despite all the change in so many other domains in those 40-plus years of studies, the bias against child-free people remains.
Well, I don't know that it was actual outrage going on, but definitely, hey, my opinion, you want my opinion, Daryl?
I do want your opinion.
If you're not ready to have kids, don't have kids. Get a cactus.
That's probably a really great idea.
Get a therapy dog.
Therapy cactus? I would not recommend. Have you ever actually accidentally touched a cactus?
You don't actually touch your therapy cactus. You talk to it.
But if you're feeling lonely, you want to hug something, and you're not going to hug a cactus.
Then get a therapy dog, or a cat, or a goat, or whatever.
No.
Hamsters.
Therapy hamsters. And then you can have them dance like what they did back in the 90s on the internet.
And maybe actually make some ad revenue from your YouTube video, from your YouTube channel.
Is that... still under copyright, or is that Creative Commons, the hamster dance video?
I don't know, dude. I don't even know what you're talking about.
You don't remember hamster dance?
No.
It was like the first thing that went viral on the internet. Somebody made a little image of a dancing hamster.
More than 75 years ago?
And
it was stupid.
And there is this little song.
But it was kind of funny.
And the hamster just kept dancing.
I'll look for it after the show.
Yeah. Look for hamster dance. It will fulfill your life.
There you go.
More so than having children or not having children. Whatever you want to do, I really don't care.
That's how you fix the moral outrage.
This is Free Talk Live. We're done for tonight. We'll be back tomorrow, but always online at freetalklive.com.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.